Heber City Police Officer Shayla Thomas says the crash Friday night was the result of a bad decision by the driver of the pickup truck, Justin Leo Miller. She says Miller made what she calls an unsafe U-turn at 1200 South Main Street.
In doing so, he collided with a passenger vehicle on the driver's side of the vehicle. And to get away from the scene of the crime or the scene of the accident, he actually had to push the vehicle out of the way using his car. So he ran the car three times so that he could escape.
Miller didn't get very far due to the damage to his pickup.
He was found about six blocks away. One of our Heber City sergeants saw a vehicle driving down the road, and smoke was pouring out of the engine compartment. And so he pulled in behind the vehicle as it pulled into McDonald's at 600 South and got the guy out of the vehicle. And it was obvious that he had, one, been in a car accident, and two, he was DUI.
As for the two people in the passenger car, a 22-year-old female and her 4-year-old brother, Thomas says what they did before the crash helped them after.
They are perfectly fine. This is a time where everybody was seatbelted in properly, properly installed car seat, and the airbags deployed, and they have some bumps and bruises. And I'm sure they're a little bit sore, but they are just fine.
Thomas says the driver of the pickup truck, Justin Miller, has a, quote, extensive DUI record. He is out of jail on $10,000 bond and will be arraigned in 4th District Court. Thomas says this incident is a good reminder for drivers this time of year.
The holidays are coming up, and when we celebrate our holidays, sometimes we partake in, you know, a celebratory glass of champagne or a glass of wine. We need to remember that when you drink and drive, you're putting the safety of yourself, your family, and the community in danger. And it's important. If you've had anything to drink, please call a cab or make sure you have a designated driver.
That's Officer Shayla Thomas with the Heber City Police Department. I'm Renee Bodley, KPCW News.